everyone. It is 2:45 p.m. It is Monday, December 18th. It is a week before Christmas. I cannot believe it. So today I was helping my mom do Instacart. We decided that rather than having someone go out with her who does it, we decided that she was going to do an order for me. So I was going to place the order and she was going to accept it. And then she was going to do the shopping and everything. And we were doing really good. She was scanning everything. She had picked up everything that I had wanted. There were a few replacements she had to make because, you know, the store didn't have certain things that I wanted, but she worked through that. And then she was ringing everything up. And then my mom had went and hit where it said start checkout. And then it didn't actually go through because she had a corporate card and I guess she lost it because they have like a prepaid credit card that they use, the shoppers. And I guess she thought that her badge that said she was an Instacart shopper, she thought that was her credit card. So she has to, so she requested a new one. So basically what happened was they were trying to help her in the store. So you like, oh, maybe she had it on her phone or something, but she didn't because she didn't like add it to her Apple wallet. So I was like, okay, well, that's really weird. So basically what she did, and luckily it was just for me, because if it was for a customer, she would have had to cancel the batch and put everything back. But since it was just me, she just used her own money. And then, of course, for me, it looked like that the order wasn't accepted. It was still out there. So I had canceled the order. Well, I had to reschedule it and then cancel it. I was trying to remove some stuff. So it kind of like messed me up. And then I didn't think I could have went to the help section and just hit cancel order. But you live and learn. So I was trying to figure that out. And I was getting frustrated, but I canceled the order. I was actually going to do like another order, but I'm like a very small one. But I was like, no, I'm just going to cancel it. So at first it said it couldn't be canceled because a shopper was already working on it. But luckily the cancellation went through. So that's all good. So yes, I'm just hanging out today. I don't really have anything else going on. So I will talk to everybody later. It is 9:10 and it's much later now, as you guys can tell. So I know before I talked about the Instacart mishap that my mom had, she ordered a new corporate card. So she did have one, apparently. If I remember her getting it, so she must have lost it. She must have misplaced it. But she ordered a new card and I told her that we would practice one more time when she gets the card so she can go through the whole process with me. And then after that, I think she'll be ready for customers because, like I said, it's very user friendly. It tells you what aisle things are in and it tells you the order to go in, like to get the produce first and then like the snacks and then to get the heavy stuff last, like the water, to get the frozen stuff last. And she did really good too with the replacements because there was a bunch of things at the store that they didn't have. So she did really good with that too. So I actually thought maybe she was asking for help, but it's very user friendly. So she was able to do it and she was doing so good up until that. And then, like I said, they were ringing everything up and then she hit start checkout and then she couldn't pay. So she just used her own money, but luckily it was just me. Otherwise she would have had to just put everything back. Like that would have been so embarrassing. And then the customer would have had to like place the order again. And then the order was like still out there, like for someone else to take. So I just canceled it. So I'm lucky I was able to cancel it, but you know, things happen. So sometimes you have to, but my mom actually she was out with a friend, and this is a friend who she used to work with, like, before I was even born.
and they actually reconnected at the wedding we went to a couple weeks ago, and they went out once after that, and then they, and then he went on a trip, and then he brought back some gifts for us. So he brought back for me and my mom these little bags, that you can put, like, on the airplane. You can, like, it has a little strap on the back of it, so you could put it on the seat back in front of you. So, and we're actually going on a trip in April, so I might put what I want on the plane in there, like my Bluetooth, my phone, maybe like some gum, some tissues, you know, just things that I would want for the plane. And in this bag, it came with a bunch of stuff, like, and my mom and I each got the same one. We got an eye mask, earplugs, a pen, a toothbrush and toothpaste. And these are all like little travel stuff, like the little tiny things for the plane. Hand cream, lip balm. He gave us slippers for the airplane. And then he gave us each a milk chocolate bar that he got from this chocolate store there. And he said he's bringing more chocolate next week. So, yeah, but that was nice of him. So, and I like that because I like gadgets and stuff. So, and I actually ordered, so I got my mom these bone conducting headphones, and I decided to get my own, and I'll get to see them once when she opens them, because she's going to get hers first. That's like their Christmas gift. And then I'll get to see them. But they're waterproof. I mean, you can't go swimming with them, but just for like if it's raining or something. But yeah, so I will have those. And yeah, I'm currently just hanging out right now. And I will talk to everybody later. Hi, everyone. It's 7:53 p.m. I meant to record when I was at work, but time just got away from me. So I was in the office in the morning because I got a cancellation. So I had to make some adjustments to my timesheet. And then I also got a cancellation tomorrow, so I had to fix that before my boss approves them later, before she takes off for the remainder of this year. It's crazy to me that there's like only 2 weeks left in this year. But I have a new Amazon A device on the way. I can't really go into that, but the new one is already on my account because the nice thing is it allows you to set it up before you even have it. So whenever I get the new one, all I'm going to have to do is just plug it in and start using it, basically. And then there's a few settings I want to customize, but I can do that in the app right now before it comes. So obviously I'm still using this one, but I'm just going to take it off my account, and that'll take like 2 seconds. I just go into the app and deactivate it, but yeah, I'm just hanging out right now. I have one client tomorrow, and then that's it as far as work for the rest of the year. So, yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Hi, everyone. It's 3:56 p.m. It is the next day. It's Wednesday, December 20th. I'm just hanging out right now. My therapy session here in a few minutes. I had to take the A device off my account. I can't really go into that, but I'm just going to have to be without it for a couple days. I should have it Saturday, the new one. So I'm just going to have to use my phone to listen to Christmas music and read my books and stuff, but it's not the end of the world. So I'm just, I had one appointment today, which basically was the computer didn't work. And this was the second time in a row that we replaced the computer, and the computer didn't work. The power button was pushed in, so we couldn't turn it on. So next time I'm going to actually, next time I deliver these computers, I'm going to just try them at home, just make sure everything works before scheduling an appointment, because lately I've been replacing more computers than actually delivering. So, and I've been taking more of them back with me. So I'm just going to check and see if they work before delivering them. So yeah, I will talk to everybody, I guess, tomorrow. So hi everyone, it's 11:21 a.m. It's the next day. It's Thursday, December 21st. So I'm actually just hanging out right now. I'm doing laundry. I'm about to figure out lunch here. I'm not working today. My time off technically starts tomorrow, but today I just don't have clients, and we have to mail out a package today. I can't really go into that, but yes, it's related to the a device that I'm going to be getting. Like I said, I know it sounds very vague. It's kind of hard to understand because I'm getting a new A device. I'm sending out a package and all that. But like I said, I can't really go into that on here. But yeah, so I'm actually just going to end it here. And I have a lot going on next week between Christmas and going into the city with my friend and going out this weekend with family and stuff. So I'm going to take a little break from recording just until the new year. So like on New Year's Day, I will start recording again just for the rest of the year, just because we have a lot of stuff going on and all that. So I will talk to everyone next year.